Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas Hawthorne here again. I know I haven't produced content on this podcast for quite a while now. I've been distracted by other things, whether they're good or bad things, you know, whether it means something like video games or getting back into writing. I've kind of been busy with other personal stuff too that happens in my life. Some big changes have recently happened. I don't think I want to go into all of that right now, but I have been thinking about getting back into my podcast for quite some time, and here I am back with another episode. And so we'll see how I do with this, because I feel like I was about to take a nap actually before I get back to my daytime job. But I actually ended up getting out of bed, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I want to make a podcast episode. And so here I am, trying to make an episode for you guys, even though I haven't been doing this for quite some time. I don't think I lost it. We'll see. Some of my content today in this episode is going to be... what I'm going to try to do now with my podcast moving forward is I have some content here, some bullet points that I want to go over. And then there's also some things that I'm going to kind of read word for word off of my Medium articles. Well, in this case, one particular singular article that I'm reading from today. So yeah, there's going to be a mix of some improv for the episode. I want to make sure that you guys still get to hear my natural voice, you know, so I'm not just reading from a word from word script all the time. But it just so happens that for this particular content today, the thing that I want to talk about, it just so happens that my word-for-word written material tends to fit pretty well with my natural speaking voice, and so maybe you'll tell, you know, when I start reading word-for-word, maybe you won't, but anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. So for my first episode back after a long time, I want to talk to you about the most valuable metric when it comes to content, and it's not what you think it is. So to start off this episode, let's go over some context. You guys probably know that I've produced content online on and off for going on almost 8 years now, if not eight. But I'm not going to count 2015 to 2017 as much. 2017 is when I kind of started taking it more seriously, but still somewhat on and off. I was also pretty inconsistent in between the 2018 years to 2021, 2022, I was pretty inconsistent in between, which is very unfortunate. I feel like I'd be in a very different place today had I stuck with consistent content production, especially in the form of writing, which is something that I'm doing quite frequently these days. If you listened to my podcast opener, I mentioned a newsletter that I'm running right now. I'm also back on writing on Medium, which you can find my material, lucashawthorne.medium.com, but I'm not here to plug my socials right now. I'm going to go over what the most valuable metric is when it comes to content. That was just for some context. So let's talk about staying connected with those we care about versus distasteful behavior. So social media has proven itself to be a double-edged sword. This is something that I firmly believe in, which is why I mentioned my diversification of platforms over the years that I produce content, is because I feel like social media is a double-edged sword. As you can see, I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between ideas. A little bit rusty on the podcast, as you can see. What I mean by that, the double-edged sword, is that on one hand, you know, social media helps us stay connected with those we care about around the globe. You know, we get quick access to information, trends, funny things, interesting things like memes and more. And then on the other hand, social media has also brought out distasteful behavior, things like obsessing over vanity metrics such as likes and followers, which I'm very much against, that these values, these numbers have come to represent your value and how much your content is worth, which is silly. I understand that engagement matters, credibility matters, but neither one of those things, likes, followers, whatever, neither one of those things reflects what I consider to be the most important metric when it comes to content, at least for my purposes. And the metric that I'm referring to, which is the most valuable metric, what I believe, when it comes to content, is, in the case of my articles, that metric is called reads. Now, for my podcast, that metric would be known as listens. So why do I think reads and listens are more important than likes, more important than followers? So think about how much time you spend reading or consuming content. If you want to take a minute, pause this podcast episode. If you want, you can think about it. You know, most people do not like every single piece of content that they like or follow every single account that produces something that they like. Essentially, what this means is that views will always outnumber likes. You can only conclude that more people consume your content than actually react to it. So like me personally, I rarely like content on social media that I enjoy. I'm actually more prone to using the save function, especially when I'm scrolling on Instagram. And I see something funny, I see something entertaining, I see something that teaches me something that I want to share with somebody. I actually use the save function quite a bit on Instagram. I rarely like content. I rarely like the posts I see. And so, like I said before, views will always outnumber likes. I mean, that's just how it is. More people will always see what is produced than react to it. A read is a form of consumption, as is a listen on a podcast or a view on a video, right? So let's say you buy a book online, either through a website like Amazon or on some ebook platform. You read the book and you thoroughly enjoy it. Be honest with me and tell me, how many times have you actually gone back to give the book a proper review for others to read? Like, think about it, right? When's the last time you bought a book on Amazon or Kindle, whatever, right? You read the book and you enjoy it, but how many times have you actually gone back to the website, whether it was Amazon or Kindle or wherever, and you gave the book a proper review? Whether it was a good review or a bad review, like let's say you didn't enjoy the book, when have you gone back every single time to give a review? Or how many times have you listened to a podcast episode, liked it, or given a visible like somewhere for it, and also gave a review for it? How many times have you watched a video that you enjoyed, given it a like, and then left a comment? My point is, whether we indicate that we've been affected by something online or not, the number of times that we indicate that we've been impacted or changed by a piece of content will always be outnumbered by the amount of times we consume said content. Basically, like what I said earlier, you know, the amount of times that something is viewed will always outnumber the amount of likes, saves that it has. And the only situation where this is not the case is if you've visibly reacted online to every single thing you've ever consumed, and I highly doubt that that's the case for anyone, right? The closest thing you can get to, like, here's what I'm trying to say. You know how I talked about views will always outnumber likes? The only thing it can get closest to the opposite side is where everybody who's ever viewed something has liked it. So like if a video has 1 million views and it has 1 million likes, you know, that's already highly, highly unlikely. But that's the only way the views and the likes can ever get close. It can never be likes more than views. At most, it can only be likes equal views. Most of the time, like 99% of the time, it'll be views are more than likes, right? Sorry if that sounded a little confusing, but hopefully you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, this brings me to the point that you can be impacted by a piece of content and choose not to react to it. It happens all the time to you, me, everyone. You know, me personally, once again, I've read countless articles and consumed countless pieces of content online to expand my knowledge and understanding of things around me most of the time. And I've extracted value without the author ever knowing that I even exist. Because like I said, especially when I consume content on Instagram that's helpful, I use the save function. And unless the Instagram account is a business account, they can't see how many people have saved their material. And so even if they did, they wouldn't know that it was necessarily me who saved their material. And so if you produce enough content online, chances are you're going to help out someone. You're going to help someone out and you won't even know that you did so, right? That's where the value of the read comes in. If it's the only thing a reader leaves behind, meaning they don't like your content, they don't give you a follow, it's the only proof of someone's existence that they actually consumed your content in full, right? So when I see a read come in on my Medium backend, when I see the statistics for my articles, the only proof that I have that someone consumed my article, if they didn't like, or in Medium's case, if they didn't clap for my article, or if they didn't follow me, then the only proof that I have that they exist is that they read it. And that shows up as a statistic. You know, there's a chance that the person who read it got some value out of what I produced, and there's a chance that they didn't. But like I said, if you produce enough content, it's impossible for there to not be a single person out there online who got value from you at some point. So this is why I think it's important for us to be able to remind ourselves that the likes and the follows don't mean everything, and they never did. I do concede that likes can definitely help you better understand what it is your audience likes more of and what they like less of. But you have to remember that there's a lesser known, larger group of people who still enjoy what you do, even if they don't make their presence known. You know, there are people out there I support who I am also a fan of, but I don't always track them down on social media to follow them. But if I stumbled across their content, I'd get value from it, and I appreciate them and what they do. So like, let's say you're a content creator, if you're in the same boat as me, that you have a positive impact on others with your content is the most important thing to keep track of. And I would say it's most fairly represented by the amount of times your content has been consumed, such as through a read, a listen, or a view, and not through a like or a clap, and not through how many followers you have. But regardless, don't let any metric define how good or bad of a person you are. That's silly. Because after all, there's more to you than that. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/lucashawthorne, which is linktr.ee/lucashawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.